Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This time we're diving into the world of Jeffrey Deaver's Downstate.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've got some excerpts here.
Right.
And let me tell you, I'm already hooked just from these little pieces.
It is fascinating how Deaver kind of gives us these pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
But doesn't give away too much of the picture.
Exactly. And, like, the first piece is Constance Marlowe.
Right.
She is our former pro boxer turned investigator for the Illinois DCI.
Right.
She's on the trail of this mysterious Mr. X, but she doesn't exactly strike me as a by-the-book detective.
She's so intriguing, right? Like, from these excerpts, you can already tell that she has unconventional methods.
Mm-hmm.
Like carrying a laser-sighted gun, even though it's against regulations.
Yeah.
And, like, not telling her superiors everything. She's got her own way of doing things.
Yeah.
And you wonder, like, how far is she willing to go?
And will it help her or come back to bite her? Right. And speaking of intriguing figures,
right,
this Mr. X, who we later find out is Marcel Descartes, he is not your average criminal mastermind.
No.
He's an information broker giving intel to criminals.
Right.
And his fascination with data goes almost beyond a hobby. You know,
it's almost like a scholar gone rogue.
Yeah.
You know, he's got this collection of everything from ancient message sticks to, like, spy cameras.
Right.
It's like this weird blend of historical knowledge and then, like, modern technology.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder, like, what does he actually have and how is he using it to empower criminals?
It's not just, like, street thug stuff.
Right.
Right. It's much bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And the setting of this.
Plains, Illinois.
Plains, Illinois.
Small town.
Oh, yeah. This is not just a backdrop.
No.
Right. It's like another layer to this whole story.
Right.
Struggling economically. Mm-hmm. Racial tensions kind of bubbling beneath the surface.
It's like Plains is a character itself. You know, it's got its own secrets.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's got this, like, undercurrent of something not quite right.
Right.
We see organized crime, corruption, maybe even something darker, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what's really going on?
Behind those friendly facades?
Exactly.
Right. And then we get thrown right into the thick of things.
Yes.
With this shoplifting incident.
Shoplifting.
This teenage boy, Felipe, caught stealing gift cards.
Right.
But his actions seem driven by something much deeper.
More than just petty theft, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's this hint that there's a bigger injustice going on.
Yeah.
Maybe connected to something larger than him.
Right.
Like his family, even.
Mm-hmm.
You instantly root for Felipe.
You do.
You wonder, what is he up against?
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
And then there's Sheriff Dodd.
Yes.
Who seems more concerned with his reelection campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Than actually getting to the bottom of things.
Mm.
It makes you wonder, like, is he truly serving justice or just
his own ambition?
His own ambition.
Right. Is he just a politician?
Yeah.
Or is there something more?
More sinister.
Sinister to him.
It really makes you question, like, who's playing by the rules?
Who can you trust?
Yeah.
Right.
And who's manipulating them for their own gain?
Exactly.
And just when you think you're starting to understand the dynamics of this town, we're hit with a shocking act of violence.
Violence.
A sniper takes out Tobe Higgins, who owns this local transport company.
Right in front of Constance Marlowe.
Right in front of us.
Talk about an escalation.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that just throws a wrench in everything.
Yeah.
It shows that the stakes are much higher than you initially thought.
You think anyone is safe in this town?
No. And the lines between right and wrong get really blurred.
Yeah, they do.
Who is this sniper?
Yeah.
And what are they trying to protect?
Or silence.
Exactly.
And that's just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
We haven't even gotten into, like, all the twists and turns.
That's a twist.
That are coming in Downstate.
Deaver has created this world with such complex characters and hidden motives.
Oh, yeah.
And this, like, palpable suspense. It's like he's inviting us to untangle this web of secrets.
He definitely keeps you guessing.
Oh, for sure.
So what happens next? We'll find out in part two of our deep dive into Downstate.
Can't wait.
So don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. Picking up where we left off with Constance Marlowe, she's got a real dilemma on her hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
She suspects that Felipe is being used.
Yeah.
Like, he's a pawn in this much bigger game.
Right.
But proving that is another story entirely.
Especially with a billow out on him.
Right.
And he's labeled as armed and dangerous.
Yeah, how do you even begin to?
It's like she's trapped between protecting him
mm-hmm.
and, like, upholding the law.
It's like walking a tightrope.
Yeah.
Because she can't just send him back to juvie.
Right.
Knowing that he'd be in danger there.
Right.
But she also can't just let him go.
Right.
Without knowing the full story.
So what does she do? Does she pull a classic Marlowe and go rogue?
Well, in a way, she kind of does.
Okay.
She makes a deal with Felipe
mm-hmm.
to take him back to Plains.
Okay.
But under her watch.
Oh, so she's taking a risk.
It is a risk.
Yeah.
Trusting a teenager who's already lied to her.
Right.
But I think Marlowe sees something in Felipe.
Hmm.
Like this spark
yeah.
that reminds her of herself, maybe.
Like he's had to fight to survive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And navigate this world.
Mm-hmm.
That's really quick to judge.
Yeah. But going back to Plains, that's just the start.
Oh, yeah.
Right. How does she plan to expose what Raleigh's doing and clear Felipe's name?
Well, she starts with Maria.
Okay.
Sophia's friend.
Mm-mm.
Because she thinks that Maria's testimony
okay.
could be the key to this whole thing. But remember, Maria is undocumented.
Right.
She's terrified to talk to anyone.
Especially law enforcement.
Exactly. It's
yeah.
a huge challenge to get her to trust anyone.
It takes a lot more.
Yeah.
Than flashing a badge.
It takes empathy.
Right.
Like understanding what she's going through.
Yeah.
It makes you think that sometimes
yeah.
the most important evidence isn't a clue.
Mm.
It's the stories that people are too afraid to tell.
It's like those unspoken truths.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Marlowe gets that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And she manages to get Maria to trust her.
Okay.
And slowly she starts to see what happened to Sophia.
Okay.
And how Raleigh operates.
Mm.
It shows you how good Marlowe is
yeah.
as an investigator, because she's not just collecting facts.
Mm.
She's connecting with people.
No.
On a human level.
But even with Maria's testimony, she still needs proof, right?
Oh, yeah.
To connect Raleigh to Sophia's disappearance.
You need hard evidence.
Yeah, and to show that Felipe was being set up.
Right.
So where does that lead her?
So remember Eddie and Slim?
Yeah.
Those two guys?
Yeah.
The ones who were having that lover's quarrel?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it turns out they yeah. were working for Raleigh all along.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they were supposed to intimidate Marlowe, or even worse.
So that whole argument was staged.
It was an act.
Wow. That's devious.
Yeah.
So what happens when Marlowe figures out they aren't who they seem to be?
Well, she confronts them.
Of course.
And things get a little physical.
Okay.
That boxing background comes in handy.
Mm-hmm.
She manages to subdue Eddie.
All right.
And gets him arrested.
Okay, so one down.
But Slim's still out there.
Hmm.
And probably other people we haven't even met yet.
It makes you realize how deep this conspiracy goes.
Right.
And how much danger they're actually in.
It's like peeling back the layers
yeah.
of an onion.
And every time you do,
you find another layer of deceit.
Yeah.
And the stakes just get higher.
And then things take an even darker turn at the Plains County Jail.
Oh, gosh. What happens there?
I'm scared to ask.
And remember Mr. X?
Yeah.
The information broker.
Yeah.
Well, it seems Slim, posing as a lawyer, tries to get access to him in jail.
Why would Slim want to get to Mr. X?
It makes you think.
Is he trying to silence him?
Maybe Mr. X is becoming a liability.
For someone.
Right, for someone.
Yeah.
And if so, who's behind it?
This is getting intense.
Right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You said Mr. X figures out something's wrong.
He does.
The guy who collects old spy gadgets. Outsmarted a hitman.
Well, let's just say
yeah.
his love of history
uh-huh.
and his sharp eyes
okay.
come in handy.
Okay.
He picks up on these little details,
uh-huh.
things most people wouldn't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he knows Slim's not a real lawyer.
Dever is clever.
He is.
The way he uses Mr. X's quirks
mm-hmm.
to create that suspense.
It's brilliant.
So we've got a teenage boy on the run, a corrupt sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
A dead transport company owner.
Oh, yeah.
A hitman on the loose.
Right.
And an information broker who's a target.
It's a lot.
What could possibly happen next?
Oh, you are not ready for this.
Okay.
A trip to the transport company
uh-huh.
leads to something shocking.
Okay.
And an unexpected alliance forms.
Oh, wow.
We'll talk about all of that and more
okay.
in part three
okay.
of our deep dive into Downstate.
Okay, so last we left off.
Right.
Constant Marlowe and Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the run from the law.
On the run.
Headed to Fleetfoot Transport
mm-hmm.
to try and find some evidence
right.
that connects Grawley
yes.
to this bigger criminal network.
Mm-hmm.
But they're walking into something
oh, yeah.
much more dangerous than they realize.
Way more dangerous.
Right.
Marlowe gets to Fleetfoot.
Uh-huh.
And like right before she gets there,
yeah.
the owner Tobe Higgins
okay.
is murdered by a sniper.
Oh my gosh.
She walks right into a crime scene. Wow, talk about bad timing.
The worst timing.
So what does she do?
So she doesn't panic,
okay.
which is amazing considering
yeah.
she checks on everyone, make sure they're safe.
Okay.
Tells them to call 911.
Wow.
Like she's still thinking like a cop,
mm-hmm.
even though she's on the run.
Right. It's that sense of justice
yes.
that makes her such a great character.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing what she thinks is right.
Right.
Even if it means breaking the rules.
Exactly.
So with Higgins dead, does that mean her lead is gone?
Well, before the shooting,
yeah.
Higgins was about to tell Marlowe something important.
Okay.
He said he didn't keep records at the office,
mm-hmm.
but that he could get her something
okay.
to prove he was involved with Raleigh.
It's like a breadcrumb trail.
It is.
It suddenly goes cold.
Yeah. But Marlowe grabbed something.
What?
Before she left Fleetfoot.
What was it?
The logbook that the sniper shot.
Okay, but why?
Inside was the bullet.
Oh, so she's thinking ballistics.
She can trace that back to the sniper.
Exactly.
But she's not the only one on the move?
Nope.
Sheriff Dodd is still after her and Felipe.
Mmm. And Eddie and Slim.
Oh, gosh.
They're probably following Raleigh's orders.
Right. To get rid of anyone who's a threat.
Exactly.
This is a serious game of cat and mouse.
Oh, yeah.
With danger everywhere.
And it all comes to a head at this abandoned farmhouse.
Okay, a farmhouse? What are they doing there?
They're hiding out.
Okay.
Trying to stay ahead of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trapped.
Oh, no.
Surrounded by cornfields.
Okay.
With Dodd and Raleigh's men closing in.
That sounds terrifying.
It's a very tense scene. Like,
yeah.
You can feel the walls closing in.
So how do they get out of this?
So this is where things get crazy.
Okay.
Sheriff Dodd shows up.
Yeah.
Just as Eddie and Slim are about to attack.
Uh-huh.
And get this. Ramp. Dodd was actually trying to protect Felipe.
Hold on. The sheriff who put out the BLO.
I know.
Labeled Felipe armed and dangerous.
I know, right?
Was trying to help him.
It turns out.
How?
Dodd knew Felipe was being set up.
Okay.
He wanted to send him to juvie.
Right.
Where he knew some guards.
Okay.
Who would look after him.
Okay.
He said Plains County was being investigated.
For what?
For civil rights violations.
Oh.
And a dead Latino kid in his jail.
Right.
Would not look good.
Especially with his reelection coming up.
Exactly.
Wow. So we totally misjudged Sheriff Dodd.
We did.
He's got a whole other game going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if Dodd's a good guy.
Yeah.
How did Slim end up dead?
Dodd shot him.
Oh.
When Slim tried to attack Marlowe.
Oh.
But just when they think they're safe. Another twist.
Oh, no. What now?
Trenton Carr.
Yeah, the associate deputy.
The one who always followed the rules.
Right. It seems so harmless.
Yeah. Well, he shows up with his own plan.
Carr. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So he's in on it, too.
He is.
This is insane.
Dever is good at this.
Yeah.
Making you think you know what's going on.
And then,
bam.
Something else happens.
So what was Carr's plan?
He's the one who killed Higgins and tried to kill Marlowe at the transport company.
No way.
Yeah, he's working for Raleigh, too.
Wow.
Making money off the human trafficking.
So he's the one tying up loose ends.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. So what was he going to do at the farmhouse?
He was going to make it look like Felipe killed Dodd.
What?
And then Carr would kill Felipe.
Oh, my God.
In self-defense.
So cold.
No witnesses, Raleigh safe.
Yeah.
And Carr takes over as sheriff.
Wow. And what about Marlowe?
Oh, he was going to arrest her?
For what?
Say she was responsible for Felipe's rampage?
Yeah, ruin her career.
Exactly.
But he underestimated her.
He did.
Didn't he?
Marlowe always suspects something's up.
Right.
She finds the gun Carr planted.
The one to frame Felipe.
Yep. And in this crazy fight,
She
takes him down.
So in the end, justice wins.
Justice wins.
Raleigh's exposed Felipe is cleared.
And Marlowe, even though she went rogue...
Yeah.
She comes out on top.
She does. And there's this great ending.
Tell me.
To Felipe's search for his sister.
Yeah.
You know how he thought she was dead?
Yeah.
She's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Marlo remembered what Felipe said
about
Raleigh.
Yeah.
How he spread rumors.
Right.
To keep the girls in line.
Oh, wow.
So she does some digging.
Yeah.
And finds Sophia.
Where was she?
Living with a family.
Oh, wow.
In East St. Louis.
Oh, my gosh. What a relief.
Right.
That is the perfect ending.
It is.
It really shows you how Marlowe never gives up.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that she's fighting for what's right.
Exactly.
Even when it's hard.
Downstate is a great thriller.
It is.
So many twists and turns. You don't know what's going to happen. Dever really knows how to write a story.
He does.
About crime and corruption.
Yeah.
but also about people overcoming those things.
And it's all happening in this town.
Right.
That looks so normal.
But has these dark secrets.
Yeah.
Exactly. So listener, if you want a book, that will keep you guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Until the very end.
Until the very end.
The end state is for you.
You will not be disappointed.
And that wraps up our deep dive
yes.
into this amazing thriller.
Until next time.
Happy reading.